Hey there, dog lovers! It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats, your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA, with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's AUDACY. Odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you to everybody locked in and tuned in all over North America. You just heard the fancy voice man. Yeah, he's the fancy voice man. He's correct. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. If you haven't figured it out or if you don't know, I'm JR. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I got started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you. I'm joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia, right off of Peachtree Street. Yeah, there's like a million Peachtree Streets, but I'm on the main one. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining us live from New York City. He's holding it down. And thank you to you. Yeah, you. You could be in your car. You could be at home. Where the hell else would anybody be? I don't know. You could be at work. You could be holding it down. If you understand what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. You could be anywhere. Thank you for being here. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me everywhere on the internet. You got Twitter? Good. You got Facebook? Good. Try not to be one of those people who spends all day talking to strangers on Facebook, unless you need to. You got Instagram? Good. I'm all over the place. At JR Sport Brief. Yeah, at JR Sport Brief. Anyway. The first hour of the show, we talked about the NFL preseason. Why? We got a preseason game going on right now. We got the Minnesota Vikings. They're in action. Earlier today, tonight, we had the New England Patriots. They were in action against the Texans. And C.J. Stroud made his NFL debut. He threw an interception. He got sacked. He had a couple of runs. Okay, big deal. Whatever. Who cares, right? Preseason game. Anthony Richardson, we talked about him. He is going to be making his debut this Saturday against the Buffalo Bills. Good for him. Colts are going to suck this season, with or without Jonathan Taylor, by the way. Maybe that's why Jim Irsay doesn't want to pay him. And then I told you about the Vikings. They're taking on the Seahawks. They are winning 10-0. Big whoop-de-doo. Preseason is here for evaluation, man. It's for the teams. It's to get your feet wet. It's to figure out the rosters. Who's going to fit on the 53? Preseason ain't for me. I used to be excited for it when I was a kid. I don't care no more. Let's get to the real games. And I know, I guess, the only way you got to be interested or be invested is to throw some money down. You got to be Phil Mickelson out here. You got to be gambling $1 billion just to be interested in the preseason. We're going to get into Phil Mickelson, by the way. You got a convicted felon who writing a book saying, oh, Phil Mickelson, man, he He has bet more than $1 billion on sports. He tried to bet on himself and his team with the Ryder Cup. I mean, damn. Phil Mickelson says, no, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Not me. I didn't do it. Everybody knows I got a gambling problem, but I'm not that bad. Sheesh. And I guess gambling on sports makes it fun. I don't think losing money is fun. I don't like the risk. I ain't gambling on nobody or nothing but myself. That's just me. I mean, if you feel real confident, and I've done it, I could probably make some good money betting on sports. Be surprised. People hit me up, and I'm not no genius out here. People hit me up all the time. Hey, JR, what would you do here? Who would you select here? I'm like, you going to give me a cut of the money? I actually did get paid doing this. I was the fan. Before I did this here, before the pandemic, I was the NBA TV fantasy expert. People hit me up all the damn time. Hey, JR, who should I take here? I'm like, you ain't give me no money. Watch it on TV. You want some extra advice? Give me some money. Anyway, Phil Mickelson, he's like, I didn't bet on myself. Do I got a gambling problem? Yes. And we know there's a lot of people with gambling issues, but whatever makes the games interesting, right, I guess. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ramon is calling from, hey, Chef, where is it, Sacramento?
Yes.
Hey, Ramon, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, JR? Man, I was just listening. Here's the thing. You just mentioned it at the same breath talking about the preseason. Preseason is about evaluation. If you're going into it with the mindset looking for your starters, you're evaluating the preseason with the wrong perspective. The objective of the preseason is to find out your depth and to find out who's going to be on this roster to have an impact. And I'll give you two prime examples. Dre Greenlaw, out here in California, right, Sacramento, so I grew up a Bay Area Niners fan. Dre Greenlaw picked up about fourth round, I think it was like 150th pick. He goes through preseason. If you're a fan of your team, you're watching, you're trying to see who's the next guy that's going to be an impact player. I do remember seeing Greenlaw going, this dude's a bad little linebacker. Now he's a starter, right? The other one, if you look at Dak Prescott lit up the preseason as a fourth round draft pick, and they shipped Tony Romo out of there for Dak Prescott. So I think if you're looking at it with the wrong perspective or the enlightenment, you have 18 weeks of the NFL regular season. Trying to dismiss the preseason, you're not understanding why it's important. And I think that's why you kind of like have this lull, like, oh, I'm just ready to get over it. But it's impactful and important for those guys and as a fan to see who's going to be on that team that's going to help get you over the hump. And a lot of the times it's those third, fourth, fifth, and undrafted free agents.
Ramon, I don't care. Well, why are you on the radio like you said something impactful like people don't know? Like, I don't care. I got a regular season to watch. You know, I'm not getting paid to evaluate anybody. I don't care. Let me know when you do it when the lights come on. I can see what you do. I know what's going on. I don't have to watch a preseason game to know or understand, you know, who the next big thing is. I can read a blurb about it, man. Let me know when the lights come on.
That's the whole point. If you're a fan, you're watching with intent.
Okay.
That's why the preseason is there.
Okay.
Right? Like you said, what's the point?
I guess I'm not a fan. And Ramon, I'm not a fan of football now, huh? Not a fan.
Do you have a favorite team?
I like the Jets. I like the Falcons. Yeah. Like the Saints.
Okay.
I know Falcon fans are going to be mad at me about that, but what do I care? Yeah, I got favorite teams. I know people with the team, so I like them.
Okay, so then all of a sudden, somebody's balling in the regular season, and you like, where did this dude come from? And everybody else like, bruh, he been playing. I watched him during the preseason, bro.
No, Ramon, I don't care.
Round draft pick. You like,
no,
nah, I don't care.
No, I don't care, Ramon. I guess you're a better NFL fan than me. Ramon is telling me I'm not an NFL fan. It's okay, Ramon.
Be intrigued. Be intrigued.
No, thank you. I'll decline. I'll give you my tickets, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Ramon, for calling. He's like, it's for evaluation to find the diamond in the rough. Man, I know what the NFL preseason is for, and it ain't for me. It's background noise. It's like, hey, did this guy get hurt? Like everything that takes place in three stinking hours as they shuffle players in and out and in and out, I could read about it. It'd take me 5 minutes to read about it. I can look at the highlights on Twitter. I don't need to sit down and watch a rotation of guys who are going to be delivering my mail the next year. No, thank you. I like my mailman, but I don't need to watch him try to play for the Jets. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Anthony's here from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Anthony?
Yo, JR, can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm awesome, man. Anthony, Uber driver. We had a talk way back about USA. I dropped you off at the studio, man, USA Basketball. But that's neither here nor there.
You dropped me off here, and I was in your Uber?
Yeah, we were talking about USA Basketball, how the international teams is getting better.
Wait. We spoke about this, or I was in your Uber?
Yeah, I picked you up. You ordered an Uber to the studio.
In Atlanta?
In the ATL, my man.
How long ago was this, Anthony?
It was like 4 years ago. USA Basketball was like 4 years. So yeah.
USA Basketball?
Yeah, it was over the summer during the Olympics.
Damn. I got a good memory, Anthony. I feel bad I don't remember, man. Where was my origin?
You was like not too far from Sandy Springs. It wasn't a long ride, probably like 10, 15 minutes.
You took me from Sandy Springs to the station?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure it was the station. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, man. I do the Uber thing, man. Sometimes I don't drive, but I'm happy you're here now, man. What's up?
Yeah, for sure. So I was just calling because I believe the preseason is definitely important because it gets the fans excited and it gets those players who might not have the opportunity to shine, you still get the highlights, you still get to, you know, talk about the game, you still get all that. So it's good for the NFL. I believe we need it because also the preseason game, like you said, people get their tickets away. So it's people who don't get the opportunity to go to the regular season games. They real excited about being in the stadium for the preseason, and all of the family members of the people in the preseason, they excited to see their son on the field. So, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. It gives the people the opportunity, and it gets the fans excited.
You're right. It's exciting for everybody except for me. And I'm not mad at anybody.
Except for JR.
Yeah, are you going down to the Benz to see the Falcons?
Oh, no, I'm not a Falcons fan. I'm an Eagles fan.
Oh, congratulations. Good for you. Are you going to go see Beyonce's in town? You going to go see Beyonce?
No, I'm going to go pick everybody up, though. Drop them off.
You get a lot of money going dropping people at Beyonce con. She got 3 days, man.
Yes, sir. I'm excited.
Yeah, get all that money, Anthony. Maybe I see you at the outside Beyonce concert, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Shout outs to Anthony for calling from Atlanta. I ain't going to no Beyonce concert. Sorry. Ain't none of them Beehive. Shut. No Beehive people listen to the show, right?
They might.
No. Come on.
Why not?
Come on. And now with Beyonce, people are called a Beehive, right? Her fans?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, Beyonce has fans. They call the Beehive.
She's got a lot of fans. I mean, I know Swifties.
No. But
I know Believers.
No, we ain't talking about no damn Swifties.
Right,
stop,
right,
shot.
Right.
Beyonce's fans are supposed to be like, if you say something about Beyonce, they come for you. The Beehive.
Is it Beehives or Bayhives?
Bayhives?
Yeah. I've heard two different...
No,
alliterations
no, no, no.
of that.
Whoever you listen to is stupid. It's okay. The Beehive.
Okay.
Whoever said Beehive is, you know,
well,
they don't, it's the Beehive.
JR, in fairness, like, and listen, what she has over the other two people I just mentioned, she has longevity. I think she has probably been around for almost 30 years at this point, believe it or not. I mean, and she's only like 40. But of all the fans that she has, and I'm talking tens of millions, you're telling me one or two of those 10 million fans have not come across JR Sport Brief? I find that hard to believe.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
Right.
But I'm saying to the point of now, I'm harassed because I said I ain't going to no Beyonce concert.
Oh, they're pretty avid about defending her.
What?
Fans are pretty avid about defending her.
That's my point.
Right.
I'm not going because I don't want to go. Nothing against Beyonce.
Just
she got three shows,
right,
man,
right,
in a stadium.
Just as long as you don't say, she's good, but she's no Rihanna.
I would never. What idiots? Oh, Stephen A. Smith said that.
Yeah, he said the opposite, but he found himself some hot water with that statement.
I was going to say, what idiot said that? Just let the women shine, man. Why you got to compare them?
Well said.
Just leave them alone. Only an idiot would say something.
Well,
like
you know, there's other broadcasters that don't know that certain NFL players passed away 18 months ago, and then don't apologize a couple days later. So there's always that too.
Oh, Colin Cowherd said that Dwayne Haskins is on an NFL team this year, and the guy's been dead.
Oh.
Right. And he didn't say sorry for that?
Nope, he did not.
What an ass.
Yeah. Well, he here's the thing. He didn't implicitly come out and say Dwayne Haskins is on a roster this season, but there was a full-screen graphic that he read, and basically it was the quarterbacks that have been drafted since 2013 in the first round who are not going to win a Super Bowl.
Right. Well, he can't win one because he's not here with us.
Exactly. And at the very least, there should be some kind of note or anecdote saying this is why so-and-so will not win a Super Bowl, and it's tragic that he passed away,
well,
and we're thinking of him. Something
along
those lines.
Balls. You have to have balls to apologize.
Yeah. Or just common sense or just somewhat decency.
No. Don't lighten what I said. No, you got to have balls. He don't have none.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
To be able to go up there and admit that you made a mistake, like, come on now.
I got to be honest, though. Pretty shameful that you don't know so-and-so passed away. That's to me is just as bad.
Well, how many stupid people do you know who have jobs?
Well, that's a
not in this field. I'm just in a general.
Because I was about to say he's one of the five highest paid radio personalities that this industry has ever seen in sports. He can't afford to make that kind of mistake.
Yeah, well, you just say crazy things, you get a job. But I'm just saying in a general sense. I mean, somebody is listening to us right now. They got a dumbass employee. They got a dumbass coworker. They're looking at their coworker right now trying to figure out how they got here. That's just the nature of business, the nature of work. It don't matter how much money you make. Everybody has a coworker where you go, how the hell did they get here? He's one of them, and he makes a lot of money. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dylan is here from Atlanta. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the preseason. I think it's I think it's pretty dumb that they have the preseason games. Like, why not just add extra seasonal games? Like, you can do scrimmages like the Falcons are doing with the Dolphins down in Miami. You can get all the information you need from there. Why not just add extra regular seasons?
They are. It's inevitable. We've now gone from 16 games to 17 games.
Right.
In the latest CBA that they completed in 2020, there was an option to now up the games to 18. It's going to happen, bro. That's one of the reasons why they chopped off the preseason games from 4 to 3. They're eventually going to add an additional regular season game. It's just a matter of when.
I got you, man. I think that's really cool because, like, I want more actual football. I don't want all this fluff and filter and all that garbage. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're already changing some of the rules. We'll get there, man. Matter of fact, Dylan, we're going to talk about that because the NFL is stretching things out. The NFL wants to move to 18 games. But at the same time, the NFL is changing rules. They're changing kickoff rules. They're going to be testing a rule this season.
Yeah.
You can't breathe on the QB. The game is changing. We're going to get to that.
Man, look, football is dangerous. Like, people are going to get hurt. One of the main things, like, people get hurt in practice. They're going to get hurt in preseason games. Don't get rid of the kickoff, man. That's, like, one of the best things. Especially for, like a Falcons fan. Obviously, we just picked up Cordero Patterson, but it's really cool that he's a Falcon and he has the record.
Well, yeah, I know. What does he got? Nine kickbacks or touchdowns? Well, let me tell you something, man. One day, there are not going to be kickoffs here, okay? One day, the NFL is going to get rid of it. We're going to talk about it, Dylan. Thank you for calling from Atlanta. Yeah. No doubt. We're going to talk about that. Because how the hell can you go from 16 games to 17 games to 18 games? And then expect the guys to stay healthy? Like, the NFL's changing the rules. They are, man. NFL is different than what it used to be. Yo, go watch some highlights of Ronnie Lott. Shout out to my main man, Ronnie Lott. That's a cool-ass guy. I like Ronnie. Ronnie Lott was decimating dudes. You can't hit nobody like Ronnie Lott no more. Them days are over. 855-212-4CBS. Andy is calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andy?
Hey, my man. How are you, bud?
I'm okay. What's going on with you?
Good, good. I pick you up 92.1, 9 o'clock weekdays. And the problem is I can't bring it in the hospital with me. I can bring my phone. My mom is a huge sports fan, my man. And ever since you started talking about the Odyssey app, she's been in for 3 weeks. I download that Odyssey app. We listen to you. So I only get to see her at night. We spend the night with her. And I was telling Shep, she's got a little time left. And I wanted to tell you how much bigger your show is in sports. She loves the JR show. And I was telling Shep, and I don't want you to get angry now, JR, but she loves Shep when he gets to talk. And so I put the phone next to her ear, and she just listens to your show. Because, you know, we're from Chicago. Now they live in Orlando. They've been there 15 years, so they became Tampa Bay fans, so hardcore sports fans. What you guys deliver is amazing to so many people that I know don't call in for whatever reason. But I want to thank both of you for your show. Thank you for, you know, my mom being able to fall asleep to your amazing voice, but also what you bring to the table, the honesty, the integrity. You help us shoot through all the crap that's out there, and you deliver facts. And we appreciate you for that, my man. You and Shep both are doing a fantastic job. My mom's sleeping right now. You have helped us through this, and I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, no doubt, Andy. Thank you for calling from Arkansas. Thank you so much for the kind words. I know she's asleep, but you can play rewind later. What's your mom's name?
My mom is her name is Ann, okay. Ann Oldham.
Okay.
And she's got, I was telling Shep, she's got congestive heart failure. But what's going downhill quick is the lung disease.
Okay. Well, listen.
Yeah.
You hit rewind when she wakes up, or you talk to her, see her tomorrow. Okay, her name is Ann?
Her name is Ann, yes, sir.
Ann out of Arkansas, originally from Chicago?
Well, she's down in Orlando now. She's in Orlando, and that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, well, listen. Hey, listen, Miss Ann, this is a personal message over the airwaves to you, Miss Ann, from JR from Atlanta. Your son Andy called me up. I understand you are down in Orlando, Florida, and that you, Miss Ann, and Andy, that you guys listen to the show. Miss Ann, this is a personal thank you for me, JR, because without people like you, Miss Ann, I'm a bum on the street, okay? And I really appreciate you listening. I appreciate your son, and I wish you nothing but the best as you go through this difficult time. So thank you, Miss Ann. I appreciate you, and more than appreciating you, Miss Ann, I love you because I'm a human being and you're a human being too. And I appreciate both you, your son, Andy. Miss Ann, I love you. All the best to you. Andy, you play this for Miss Ann tomorrow, okay?
God bless you, JR. Sure will, man. Thank you.
All the best to you. No doubt about it. And when you swing through Atlanta, you let me know, okay?
I have to meet you. I have to.
Oh, well, man, you know how to find. People think I'm joking. I'm easy to find, Andy. You just message me, okay? I'm not hard to find.
All right, thank you.
All right, all the best to you and your mom, okay?
Yes, sir, thank you. That means a lot.
No doubt. Shout-outs to my main man, Andy. Yeah, listen, people. People think I'm just some voice over there. I'm a human being too, man. I don't care about this stuff. I'm glad he knows this more than a sports show. Look, we got enough idiots sitting around just talking about sports. Oh, I think this is this and this is, man, I could care less about that. I'm a person. I care about life. I just talk about sports. I'm like the Nikola Jokic of sports radio. I'm damn good at what I do, but I know the big picture. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Huh. We've been talking about gambling, Phil Mickelson throwing that money around. We've been talking about the start of the NFL preseason. I'm not interested. I'm not getting a commission. I'm not evaluating anybody. You know, I'm not Sean Payton. I'm not Rob Saleh. I'm not Shane Steichen. This is not my first go-around. I do not care. I'm like Mike Tomlin, one of my favorite quotes of all time. We do not care. I do not care. I mean, if it's on in the background, it's on. I'm sitting here in the studio right now. The Minnesota Vikings are on. What, I'm supposed to be invested into this game? Nope, don't care. Do not care. I got enough football between September and February. I'm straight.
We do not care.
Oh, man. One of the best quotes of all time.
We do not care.
It is. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's an interesting name. Hey, Shep, am I going to get kicked off the radio for saying this guy's name?
It's a nickname, and he sounds like a very reputable, distinguished gentleman, so I didn't want to do him a disservice and ask him his real name.
Is this the whole name, or is there letters missing?
I'm guessing it's line one. He's a comedian, I think so.
Okay. I feel uncomfortable saying this.
Call him Big.
We got Big C calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Good. What's the C stand for? Carl?
Corey.
Oh, Big Corey. Okay, that's much better.
Big
Corey.
Comedian, yes.
Well, what's up, Big Corey? Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just want to talk about sports gambling, man. You know, I've been around 49, so I've been watching sports all my life. You know, the Jordan era, everything. I'm from Chicago. I'm a Bears fan, Chicago fan, Bears fan, Bulls fan, Sox fan, all that. But like I say, ever since the Tim Donaghy referee with basketball, it has changed. You know, he got persecuted or whatever, went to jail for gambling or whatever, betting on the game, and now they made it legal. So since they made it legal, the game has changed. As you notice, the rules has changed. The calls has changed. It's been more game sevens in this era of basketball than it ever has been since back in the 50s and the 60s. And that's only because now they legalized sports gambling. They got to make it a way where they can make it profitable for themselves. Because you're not going to make no money if you don't take certain teams like Boston and Milwaukee or whatever, the top-ranked teams, and put them in a game seven situation to win, to go to the next round or win the championship. You can't make no money that way.
You think the fix is in? You think everything is fixed?
Yes, I think everything is fixed, man. You know, it's just like missed calls on the football field, like with the Saints that time a couple of years ago when they supposed to make that pass interference call when
with
they
the Rams?
That changed the complexity of the game. You know, when you miss a few certain calls or make a bad calls, it changed the complexity of the game.
Let me ask you this, because we've heard about this for a long time, and it's I know it's prevalent on social media that professional sports leagues have a script. It's more so a running joke. Where is the fix in? Like, is it coming from the teams, the owners, the who's putting this down?
Hey, I really believe that after watching that Donaghy documentary, I believe everybody is involved in a certain way, especially starting at the higher up when it comes to the NBA.
Oh, Big C, I must be in on the fix too, man.
Look at Stern. That's why Stern retired so quick. He just retired out of the blue. You know, he knew what was going on with the Donaghy situation. It starts from above.
David Stern retired, and he died not too long after, man. Come on.
Yeah. But he knew what was going on.
Okay.
Did you ever watch the documentary?
Yes, it was on Netflix. I've seen it. Yes. I also know people in the NBA. I know general managers. I know management. Adam Silver is supposed to be joining us soon. I'll tell him that Big C thinks he's a cheater. Look, man,
I
know plenty of people.
He's a cheater, but I know referees play a part, big part in the complexity of the games when it comes to certain calls and certain teams.
That's why I asked you. I said, where do you think, like, who is, quote unquote, at the top of the mountain, at the top of the hill, pushing the button? And your response was, you think everybody is involved. And my response, my response to you is, man, take it from me, okay? I don't get no damn check from the NBA. But if you want to use the NBA as an example, I know the heads of security on teams. I know some of the players. I know some of the coaches. I know some of the legends. I know people in the offices of the league. I know people who work at the teams. I know agents. Like, bruh, there's no fix, man. I mean, can you have individuals, and will you always have individuals who will look out for themselves? The answer is yes. But to think all the way at the top, all the way, that there's some trickle down.
But you know, it got to start somewhere. Once they legalize gambling, man, you know where that gambling go to. That goes to the big crime people. Let's go that route, okay? They got big influencers.
Well, there's a difference between saying, this is why I asked you this, Big C, Big Corp.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you, where is the – who is sitting on the top? Who is involved here? And you told me everybody. You didn't pinpoint anybody, but now you're telling me about the crime boss who's sitting behind, eating Chinese food. That's who you're telling me.
Yeah, you know it go higher than that. It go higher than David Stern. You know it go way higher than that. They're not really controlling nothing. It's people above him that's doing that, that's relaying messages, telling you how things supposed to go.
I don't think so, Big C.
Oh, yeah.
There are individuals who are influenced. When you have this much money, there are people who are on the outside looking in who look for influence just strictly for money. And yes, you are absolutely correct there. And for a business, a multi-billion-dollar business, $10 billion, $15 billion, the NFL is approaching $20 billion. Man, they want to maintain some type of integrity, but that's not to say, because we know this for a fact, and there's crooked people and there are criminals everywhere. That's just the reality. But to think that just the fix is in all over the place for all sports, and it's like, hey, let me go to my locker today. Well, this is what I'm supposed to do. Okay, yeah, sure, fine. Like, people look out for themselves. That's more likely to happen than, you know, some crime boss threatening Adam Silver to tell the referees to do this or that. Like, come on. More likely that a referee like a Tim Donaghy, that there's somebody trying to influence him on the outside. Hey, man, do this and I get you paid. That makes much more sense. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I do want to talk about how the NFL is ultimately going to expand. And at the same time, do they really give a damn about anybody's safety? I'm going to get to your calls. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You have credit to your profession. You are one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call me with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about a lot tonight. The NFL preseason games. I understand the importance. I mean, anybody calling me up trying to tell me about the importance of a preseason game is lost. I just personally don't care. Don't matter to me. So we've talked preseason. We got into a little bit of the gambling with Phil Mickelson. We learned that from a convicted felon, a former gambler, writing a book that Phil Mickelson has bet more than $1 billion on sports. At one point in time, he tried to place a bet on himself when he participated in the Ryder Cup about a decade ago. And Phil Mickelson says, that's not true. Have I bet a lot of money? Yes. Have I had gambling issues? Yes. Did I bet on myself at the Ryder Cup? Phil Mickelson is like, no. So I want to get to more of your calls. At the top of the hour, you know, one of our callers brought up, you know, some of the rule changes in the NFL, and we talked about the expansion ultimately at some point over the next decade to 18 games. And so I do want to talk about how the NFL is changing things up and has changed things up in regards to safety. I mean, there's one rule in particular in relation to kickoffs that they're going to be testing out this season. And we got one NFL player who's just like, man, I don't care how y'all change kickoffs. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to run that ball back. But we'll get to that soon. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Sully from Michigan. Go ahead, Sully.
Hey, JR, man, I couldn't agree with you more about preseason football. Holy smoke. You know, that guy from that Ramon from, I don't know where he was from, but I didn't know they had cell service on Pluto. You know, he was a minute away, he'd be out of the galaxy, which is probably where he's from, really.
He likes preseason. I'm not mad at him. He likes it. I'm not mad. You know, yeah, I just
okay.
Don't.
No, I'm down with you 110%. Preseason football's useless. All it does is get us all excited about the potential of guys. Now we start out with what's the preseason roster? 95 guys, and they got to go down to 53.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they even have to scrimmage other teams? Can't the coaches determine? These guys see these kids in practice every day, man. They know who's a player and who ain't a player. So, you know, you just trust the coaches. Field the team on, you know, on the first game of the year, and that's the deal. Instead of hyping us all up and shortening our summer with games in August, you know, it's like football starts after Labor Day, okay? To me, it does.
So, I'm with you, Sully. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Are you a Lions fan?
Oh, I'm sorry to admit it. That's another thing.
No. They're going to keep up. It won't be like the first half of last year. It'll be like the second half, okay?
I'm tired of hearing all this Lion love, man.
Uh-oh.
The more optimism that's heaped on them makes me sicker by the second.
Okay,
that
so
makes
I'll do,
me know
I'll
that
do
they're
you,
really going to.
I'll do you a favor, and let's save some time. The Lions are going to suck, Sully. Is that better?
No, they're not. They'll be okay. They're going to do what they always do. They're going to middle in the middle. But my thing is, you know, with them, they're never going to be all that. When people hype them up, man,
Sully.
I start jumping on the train, but I'm like, no, man, I can't.
All right.
I've done
okay.
this.
Well, okay, Sully. Well, listen here, and thank you for calling from Michigan. They ain't winning no Super Bowl. They'll be good enough to potentially win the division, or maybe they'll choke that away. But at least for America, they'll give us something to watch on Thanksgiving. That's it. That's it. Like, what more can I ask for the Detroit Lions? Be decent on Thanksgiving. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. Godfrey is calling from Maryland. What's up, Godfrey?
Hey, JR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm going to tell you. First, I want to tell you I appreciate you and Chef. Y'all platform is awesome. It's bigger than sports, really. I appreciate you was with a previous caller with his mother and your comments. And that was really great.
Thank you, Godfrey.
Yes.
Well, I'll push an old, instead of, and to even things out, I'll push another old lady in traffic, okay?
Yeah, you go. Anyway,
yeah, you're welcome. What's up?
I'm gonna go to the diamond and the rough. I was watching. I know we're going to preseason and stuff, and nothing really matters right now. But I saw something tonight when I was watching a game, in the last fourth quarter, and I saw a quarterback, and Belichick looked at him, and he just happened to be a quarterback that came from Louisville, Cunningham. And he had a 75-yard drive for a touchdown at the end. And I'm going to say he's going to be the diamond in the rough, and he ain't going to be the last time you hear his name. And I just wanted you to know that you heard it from Godfrey first.
All right. Well, I'll let you know. I'm a forget, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to remind me. If you remind me, I'll remember. But otherwise, I'm going to forget because I don't care.
I know, because okay. It's like preseason. It's the first game and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know what? And I really don't like preseason, even to tell you the truth. But I'm watching it because I'm dying for some football.
No, I understand. Most people are. You didn't enjoy the XFL? The XFL wasn't good enough for you?
No, I don't even watch that.
Oh, okay. I understand. I didn't either. Thank you, Godfrey. Appreciate you, man. Call me soon, all right?
All right, I will.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go from Maryland to Southern California. Vince, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, hi, JR. Great show as usual. Hey, the way you watch preseason football is you watch the first quarter when the veterans are playing, and then you just turn it off. And, you know, you talked about going to 18 games. I don't think the Players Association is going to be good with that because they're going to want huge concessions on retirement and income and revenue sharing because they get beat to hell in those games. And I know they're trying to make it safer, but the wide receivers and the linemen, they're getting pounded.
Vince,
so I don't think they're going to want 18.
Vince, at some point over the next 10 years, they're going to increase to 18 games. It's going to happen. The CBA expires in 2030. A lot of the current NFL players, they did not want to even move up to 17 games. And I hate to share this with you as well. There are a lot of NFL players who don't even vote or participate in the CBA. They're going to eventually get to 18 games. It's just a matter of when.
But, JR, don't you think all the major sports seasons are too long already?
Oh, man, it don't matter how long it is. They make money. Vince, do you like Beyonce? You like Beyonce?
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, Beyonce is – why is – oh, so here's a question. I'm in Atlanta. Why is Beyonce doing three shows here?
Oh, because they're filled.
Exactly. And she's making money. That's it. If the demand is there and you can make money, then do it. That's what the NFL is doing. There's a reason why they're approaching $20 billion a year in revenue. That's it.
Then they got to cut the preseason down to two games, in my opinion.
They will. They've already chopped the preseason down by one game, and they've added 17. Give it at some point over the next decade, before or after the CBA, they're going to move to 18. Hey, trust me, Vince, it's coming. Don't worry about it. Vince loves Beyonce. He loves her. I don't believe him. I think he was lying. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, we talk about everything here. I'm going to talk about NFL safety on the other side of the break. Don't move.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.